You're listening to Renaissance Voices, a podcast about stories and the people who have lived them. Let's join Christine and find out who her guest is today.
Well, welcome to Renaissance Voices. My name is Christine O'Dell. I am the owner of 8 Owls Publishing. And today I have a friend of mine with me. We want to share the vision of 8 Owls Publishing today, as well as her vision of us collaborating together to really serve those that we feel God is raising up in this hour. And so my guest today is Taylor Boyd. She is not only my friend, but we go to church together. She is a mom. She has more than one business. She is a busy lady. But what I love about Taylor is that she is just highly collaborative, highly creative. And when we get together, we have tremendous conversations. So welcome, Taylor, to Renaissance Voices.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
So tell me, what is Tailored Brands?
Tailored Brands is a marketing consulting company that I started about 6 or so months ago that really was a seed planted in my heart, oh gosh, years and years ago that I never really saw coming to fruition. And then one day the Lord, like he does, just said, it's time you start doing that. So he dropped it in my lap. So I help create marketing strategies for companies. We do everything from websites to ad building, any marketing needs, we cover it.
That's awesome. And so because she is a marketer, you know, if you're not aware of what we do at 8 Owls Publishing, we are the front end. We help people write their stories, write the book that God has birthed inside of them, help them get it out on the pages. But we're really the front end of it all. We're not a full publishing house at this stage in the game. The vision for 8 Owls Publishing was more that we would be an umbrella organization that would partner with other freelancers in the publishing world. And so because we go to church together and we begin to have conversations with one another, it just made sense that Taylor and I would partner together, that I could help you get that book out of your heart and into the written pages. And then Taylor could help you take that and release it into the world and allow God to use it however he saw fit. So I'm telling you, this collaboration has been nothing but a joy for me, Taylor, because I think we are so like-minded. And the fact that we both are a bit of pioneers when it comes to things, yes. You know, and that can kind of be lonely in a sense. So when we began to talk, it was just, you know, instant connection.
Yes, for sure. It was really exciting to me to know that, like, I'm not alone in this journey. And that there are, that it is a move of the Lord that he's doing. Like, I'm not just going out there on my own, but there's other people that are like called alongside me to really pioneer this path and pull this creativity out of people, these gifts that the Lord has planted inside of them, and really just like unearth them. And it's time to just put them to work. And
I agree wholeheartedly. It's time. And you know, when I first began to really receive, you know, kind of the vision for 8 Owls Publishing, it was several years ago. It was before we knew anything about a pandemic. It was, I really had not heard a lot in the circle that I was in at the time about a kingdom-minded renaissance. Mm-hmm. And yet I had those ideas in my heart that God wanted to release creativity into the world. And that was going to be the next coming move of the Spirit. Well, you know, looking at it now on this side of, you know, quarantine and worldwide pandemic, I so appreciate how the Holy Spirit works and the fact that he prepares us for what's coming, but he gives us solutions.
Yes.
And he paves the way, right? So let me just kind of paint this picture for you. If when you hear the word renaissance, you think of, we think of the Italian Renaissance, right. You know, and it was actually on the heels of the Black Plague.
Right.
So to me, what God was doing in that day, you know, he was breaking through the religious structure of the time. We know that that was a time called the Dark Ages. It was dark for a couple of reasons, but mainly there were some ideas about God that he was very distant, and that you had to go to him through certain people. And for the most part, people did not have access or didn't realize they had access to God. And so here comes the Renaissance, right? And the Renaissance is creativity that it's just released in the earth. And creativity always does this. It always busts through religious systems, yes, or structures that are not serving God's purpose. That creativity will always do that. It will, yes, always come in conflict with what is stagnant, right? So here this creativity is released, and all of these artists, if you look at the majority of the paintings, they are biblically based.
Right.
And so you're having, you know, artists really grapple with, okay, who is Jesus? How do I present him? And as they're doing that, people are finding that Jesus has left that place way up where they felt like they couldn't reach him. And he has come down into their circumstance. And now everyone has access to find out, okay, who is this Jesus? And isn't it amazing that we are now on the heels of another pandemic, and here all this creativity is being released.
Yeah, and I don't think it's an accident at all. You know, you're talking about bringing him down to where everybody has access to him. People are hungry and they're searching even today for that access to him, and they're searching so many different modalities, from, you know, like the New Age stuff and different spirituality. But this creativity is, I think, used by Holy Spirit to, like you said, to break in and show them who he is, you know. And it's an exciting time to be, like, on this end of it, like the business side, championing other people into creativity and kind of being able to ignite the creative spark in others to where it really does create just this movement in the times right now.
Yes. And, you know, I think you said something that I think is so true. You said in business, because, you know, I'm not a painter, I'm not a sculptor, but I'm highly creative. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You may paint, sculpt. I don't know.
I do not. I wish.
But that doesn't seem to be, even though I do think in all areas, creativity is being released, but where I see it released the most is in the area of business and entrepreneurship. What do you see in that area?
I completely agree with that. I feel like the Lord has been calling his people into entrepreneurship, probably since before the pandemic, but I think the whole pandemic really, like, opened people's eyes to it, and where they were able to kind of stop and actually feel the call towards this. I think that it is a move of God to raise his people above the ways of the world. And so he wants us to bring in, you know, kingdom finances. He wants us to have this, you know, status basically in the world, that we are above the world economy. We are above the world standards. We are above, you know, doing slimy business deals. You know, it's he's really calling us into this new level that takes creative thinking and creative processes and just really, like, submitting to the call of entrepreneurship, because it takes a whole lot of faith to step out into that.
Yes, ma'am, it does. I agree with you. We're experiencing that now in some of the things that we're partnering together. Yes. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. But, you know, I believe the church has always been called to be solutionist. I think sometimes we get lost in what it is we're supposed to be doing, you know. There's a myriad of reasons for that. Yeah. But when you look Adam and Eve. Let's go all the way back to the garden, right? What was Adam tasked to do? He wasn't just tasked to live in the garden. He was tasked to cultivate it, right? Mm-hmm. To cultivate it, to work it. He had to use the creativity that, yes, because he was created in the image of God, he had this will of his own, and he had a creative measure where he could bring the animals before God and name them, right? God, yes, left some of the stuff undone, yes, so that Adam could do it. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's kind of a move back to who we really are.
Right.
In the kingdom, who God has always created us, mm-hmm, to be. Now we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, yes, to do that. Mm-hmm. And so here he is pouring himself out in his church, so that we can be those solutionists in the earth. We can cultivate the kingdom. We can work the ground, bring life back into the earth. And it's just an exciting time, I think.
It is. And one of my favorite ways to think about, Adam in the garden and all these animals being brought before him and him getting to name each one of them and express his creativity. A thought that kind of crossed my mind was that he didn't create the animals, right? So God had already created the animals. So I think a lot of times right now people get stuck in that, well, I'm not a creative person. Well, being creative doesn't mean that you actually have to create the thing. You just have to look at it differently. And, how it's used in the world or what its purpose is, and, carry on that work of God. He didn't actually be tasked with the form of, molding and shaping and creating the animal. He just got to have fun and name it, right? What does it do? What is its purpose on earth? What is it here for? What does it look like? And get to just run with that.
I love it. I love it. I have a definition of creativity that, mm-hmm, goes along with that. And it is from a book, from a textbook on creativity called Human Motivation, by Robert E. Franken. And he says this: creativity is defined as the tendency to generate or recognize ideas, alternatives, or possibilities that may be useful in solving problems, communicating with others, and entertaining ourselves and others. And he goes on to say, in order to be creative, you need to be able to view things in new ways or from a different perspective. Among other things, you need to be able to generate new possibilities or new alternatives. Test of creativity measures not only the number of alternatives that people can generate, but the uniqueness of those alternatives. And so to me, if that's not an entrepreneur, I don't know what is.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And so you said it, if we can return to understanding this is a God-given quality that all mankind, he wants all people to walk in because we're created in his image. And the very first thing we learn about God is that he's a creator, right?
Yes.
So if we can come back to that understanding that's who we're tasked to be, then I think it opens up so many possibilities for so many people.
Yes, I agree. And I'm just thankful, really. And I'm just grateful that he has positioned us in this time to, like I've said before, just to ignite that and awaken those creative possibilities in other people and really get them to turn on the entrepreneurial side of their brain, and be like, you are creative. You were created to create.
Yes.
And I'm just grateful that I get to be a part of that.
Yes, I am too. And truthfully, when you stop and think about it, that really is what salvation is.
Right.
It really is God's creative ability to come into our situation and bring about his new creation in our lives. And because of that, when we talk about writing a book, most people think, well, I'm not a writer. I don't know that I'm that creative. But the truth of the matter is, just like we've been talking about, everybody's creative, but your story, your redemption story, is actually a story of recreation.
Yes.
our original vision was to help people write their redemption stories specifically, right. And maybe even publish the ones that might take some courage to publish. You know, that's my book. It took some courage to publish. And I wanted to help somebody else do the same because I want God to get the full glory out of his story that he's writing in each one of our lives. And if that means that I need to say to somebody, look, I see exactly where you are. This is where I was. Mm-hmm. You know, when he came and found me, this is where I was. And look at what he's done in my life since. To me, that is a beautiful thing to do. It shouldn't be necessarily a scary thing, although there are some things that you have to work through, but it's what we're called to do as Christians.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're given a testimony, right? That's why he doesn't give us these things to walk through, but you know, it's by the word of our testimony. So I mean, I really feel like if you walked through something traumatic or that God really came in and like pulled you out of the pits and set you up on solid ground and, you know, turned your whole life around, like you almost owe it to him to talk about it, to tell other people. And a book is just like the most obvious and effective way to do that because it has the potential to go all over the world and reach all these different people. You know, like you can get up on a stage with a microphone only so many times a day, you know, but your book can be in the hands of your readers everywhere that need to hear where you were and what happened and how you got there and how God got you out. And, you know, they need that hope. I think that today, you know, we're talking about this creativity and the move of God and that it's really just to bring hope. There is hope that your life can get better. There is hope that of salvation, there is hope of better days and, you know, starting a business or writing a book or being different, you know, being used by God. There is hope in whatever situation you're going through. And somebody else has walked that path. Like somebody else has had it as bad as you do, you know. So just finding those people and those stories to be able to bring them out, put them on the pages and get them into the hands of the people who really need them to have that hope. To have something to hang on to.
Right, right. You know, we comfort with the comfort we've been given. That's what the scripture says. Yes. So how do I comfort others that were in my same situation? Mm-hmm. They need to hear what Jesus has done in my life and how he has set me free. Yes. That's comforting to somebody who doesn't know how they're going to take the next step forward in their life.
And I think seeing that bravery too, like, whenever you are walking through certain situations, there's always that element of shame or guilt or something like, oh my goodness, if people at church only knew, or if my family only knew. And so them having that book in their hand and reading these words that somebody else was brave enough to put on the pages, like that's what's going to break through that religious mindset and really bring like the healing power of the Holy Spirit through
those. Yes, yes. And that is the other aspect of creativity. It's very healing. You know, writing a book is the healing process in itself because it allows you to process through all of that you were talking about, the shame and the pain and the you know, the maybe bitterness and unforgiveness. It allows you to process through that. But what we want to do in our challenge, which we're going to talk about here in just a minute in detail, is actually offer another aspect to that. And that's, you know, that we don't want to take our story in its raw form. We want to be able to process all the way into healing and then release healing to others.
Yes.
So in one of the things that you and I would like to do is really help people heal as they begin to write their story, as they begin to deal with some of the issues that you talked about, that we have some time with those that work with us to help them heal, help them find freedom in that area as they process through their story, writing it out on the page.
Yes. And I know just from personal experience, you know, trying to write my own story, you know, that there are things that come up that you didn't know were there, you know, that you're like, oh man, I really thought I dealt with that. I really thought I'd handle that. Or that was just a traumatic time and I didn't know that I just blocked all that out, right?
Right. Like, yes.
But I didn't feel that at all. So now I am processing. Now I am feeling that. So yeah, that's definitely something that I think is necessary in the process of writing your redemption story and to be able to actually market it and have a product that you're like, yes, I want to get this into other people's hands, is you have to be healed from it. If you're still hanging on to the pain and the trauma, one, you're not going to be very likely to want other people to read it, which defeats the purpose. And two, just like you said, we don't want to write our story to release our pain onto other people.
No.
We want to release our story so we can release hope and healing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about that, Taylor. We are going to do a 5-day Facebook challenge called Write My Story Challenge, beginning March 28th. What are we going to do? What are we going to do during that time?
For those 5 days, we're going to walk you through, one, why it is so important to write your story now, why God needs your redemption story out in the world right now. Then we're going to help you walk through that writing process. How do I start writing a book? And, you know, it's always that first step that yes. everybody trips up on, right? Like, I have no idea how to do that. So we want to take the questions out of that. So how do I write a book? Kind of take you through that process.
What a great conversation. Let's take a break to talk about the Write My Story Challenge, hosted by Taylor Brands and 8 Hours Publishing. This is a 5-day live training guiding you through writing, publishing, and releasing your redemption story. Go to the link in the show notes to register today. Let's get back to the show.
Once we get published, once I have it written, then what? Then what do I do? So then we'll walk through the marketing piece of how do I market my book and to get it into the hands of the people who need it in this moment.
Right. Right. And then for those that want to continue on with us for 6 months, we're going to offer another challenge where we're going to help you go deeper into all of those things you just described.
Right.
And really walk with you until you have a finished product in your hands. And then, Taylor, tell me, you know, what does marketing a book, a kingdom-minded book, what does that look like?
Well, I mean, there's all of the technical aspects as far as if you need a website. Like, I completely agree that not every author needs a website, but there are some people who are called to this, right. And they know that it's going to be like multiple projects and stuff. So it always kind of helps to have a place to stay in touch with your people, your readers. It definitely involves, you know, ad building, creating awareness of launching your story, what it's about, introducing yourself, branding yourself to your readers. So it looks like getting a strategy of figuring out who you wrote your book for, who you're writing to, who your audience is, finding out where they're at, how to reach them, and then the best possible way to get you in front of them. And that used to kind of scare me a little bit, I think. But one of my mentors said it not too long ago that selling is serving.
Yes.
And that really changed my perspective on marketing and sales and everything, because I think the way that he put it was actually like your ad could be the answer to somebody's prayers. You know, they could be scrolling through Facebook and they have been praying for an answer or praying for hope or praying for who knows what, praying what you have to offer. And they scroll by and they see your book and it could literally save their life. So to not be afraid to step out there and get in front of people, that marketing is not self-promotion. That marketing is building relationships and creating an avenue for the people who need what you have to say to find you and to get connected.
That was powerful. I think that's probably every person's struggle. Okay, I have this book. I don't want to promote myself, and yet I want it to be used and utilized the way God wants it to be, you know, but what do I do? I don't know how to do this. And what you just described to me was definitely the heart of a servant that, you know, really as the church, all of us are called into evangelism.
Right.
You know, we may not all be called as a prophet or an apostle or a pastor, but we are all to evangelize. We are all to share our faith. And so if we can help you craft that story that you know, you're still a work in progress, but there is a work that God has done and he has given you a message to present to the world. If we can help you craft that story and then strategize, like yes. Taylor said, to release it out into the world, then what we're helping you do is learn how to share your faith and be the evangelist that God has called you to be.
Exactly. Yes.
So Taylor, I have so appreciated this conversation. Again, every time we get together, it's just, we are just so like-minded yeah. and it's just so joyful for me and very encouraging for me. How can people get a hold of you if they have a book and they're ready to market it?
Yeah, you can go to my website. It's www.tailoredbrands.com, and Taylor is spelled weird. It's T-A-L-O-R. /D brands.com. I am on Facebook and Instagram as Tailored Brands as well. So any of those places, you can send me an email straight from my website or an instant message or whatever those are on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Awesome. And then we are working on getting your information up on our website as well at yes. adelspublishing.com. And I just appreciate who you are and all that you are doing for the kingdom. And I am really looking forward to seeing what comes out of this challenge and how we can help people really hone what God wants to do in their lives. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me and for this collaboration. Yeah. I am, like you said, beyond thrilled and excited to see what God's going to do with it.
Well, I just think this has been a tremendous conversation, and you may have questions, you know, based on what you've been listening to today. Please feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to Taylor at the information she gave, or you can reach out to me. Go to adelspublishing.com, look at the contact information, send me an email, and we are so ready to answer any questions that you might have. Every Tuesday, we have a new episode for you guys. Make sure that you subscribe to Renaissance Voices so that you can hear everyone and not miss any of our amazing authors coming up. We are looking forward to working with you. Blessings.
Thank you for listening to Renaissance Voices. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to hear more from your favorite authors at 8 Hours Publishing. You can also follow us on our social media, link down in the show notes. Dios los bendiga.